Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we are back with Beach & Company. I'm asking a simple question. Are we getting a good bang for our buck for our votes for Chris Collins? It seems to me like he's practically running a stealth campaign. The most important thing I think, and I always have thought, that we give to our government is not, you know, that dollar, although we fund everything the government spends money on. It's our money. It's the fact that we have the vote. We can vote people in. We can vote people out. We can vote parties in. We can vote parties out. And I think that many times we give away our vote. And that may be the case here. We may be giving it away because we're not crazy about Collins, but we're crazy about the seat he holds and want to keep it Republican. Let's go to Dick in Evans. Dick, you're on WBEN. Thanks for holding.
Good morning, Sandy.
Yes, what do you have for us today?
Glad to see you're back. Great job for you.
Thank you very much. What's on your mind today?
I just want to say a few things. I think the people, the Republicans, are overlooking the greater picture, which is the country. Collins was sent to represent all of us. His vote in the Congress doesn't depend on this area so much, but it depends on what the president's agenda is. And so far, I think that this president has shown himself to be different than anyone else, and he's getting a job done that the last three presidents have not done. And if we don't support Collins, okay, this is the most, I'm 75 years old, this is the most critical election that I've ever seen in my lifetime as far as the midterms are concerned. But as far as Collins is concerned, as far as I'm concerned, you're innocent until you're proven guilty in a court of law. And that isn't going to happen. Collins has went back. He's going back, or he came back from Congress. I guess he's got to go back to Congress to do some more work for the country. And I think it's most important that we look at the big picture. And the big picture is Donald Trump. And I'll tell you something. If the people don't vote for Trump, we're going to lose this country, and it isn't far off.
I think you got a good handle on a lot of people's thinking on why he deserves our vote. And thanks. Thanks for calling, and thanks for your patience. We appreciate it. I think that a lot of people think like that, including me. I think it's important that we support Trump. Trump is getting things done that the others haven't gotten done. We did see, and you know what? That whole debacle about Kavanaugh may have been positive in the long run. In the short run, I was disgusted by it. I thought it presented our country in an awful picture. But it showed the true color, and it's not a racial statement. It's just an expression. It showed the true color of the other party, where I don't think they had the best interest in the country for their goals. They had the best interest in themselves for it, and it showed. And it showed how they play. They play dirty. They play rough. They play tackle. The Republicans play croquet. They play croquet and shuffleboard. I wish the Republicans would toughen up more, because you've got a good story to tell. But it seems like we're always saying, "Well, after you." Oh no, thank you. We're very polite, and there's nothing wrong with being polite. But in a society that isn't particularly polite right now, I think we're almost out of place. Do you agree that we should be tougher, Tony, that we should duke it out more? And then I don't want to hear, well, we don't want to be like them. Oh, the hell with that. We want to be what works for our country. And if it means toughening up, I think we have to do it.
I'm not so sure that it has anything to do with toughening up as it does as to who is in your ear filling your pockets with money, getting you to go one side or the other to be for or against whatever's out there.
Think about it, though. Without a couple of prominent Republican voices just blasting away at the Kavanaugh hearing, we would have lost that. We would have lost that. If they had not had the guts to stand up and say, this is the right thing and you're doing the wrong thing. And without that, it wouldn't have happened.
Well, Sandy, we don't want to be like them. I thought we were going to be the tougher party with Donald Trump because he was what we never had seen before.
That's true.
During the 2016 election, you would think they would have taken some notes, but it seems like they just, for this midterm election, went most of them, not all of them, most of them just went back to the, well, you know, that's what they're going to say, but you know, we don't play that way.
Well, and by tougher, back. Now, by tougher, I don't mean dirtier. I mean tougher. They're two different things.
Standing up for your beliefs.
Calling them out.
The Republican, I mean, the Democrats and the Kavanaugh thing were dirty. There's no question that they weren't just tough. They were dirty. And we play by the Marcus of Queensbury rules, and they're playing bare knuckle. I think if you get into a ring with an opponent, it should be a fair match in weight and experience and, you know, that sort of thing. I think that while they play dirty, we play polite many times. I'm not saying we should become dirty, but I say we should become tougher. I think there's, do you guys recognize?
Hit him back without being.
The difference in what I'm saying?
Well, you got to take Trump's approach to it.
Yeah.
Obviously, what he's doing is effective.
Very effective. In fact, it's so effective. Can you imagine if he did not have the hostile press he has and has had since he announced, since he came down the escalator and said, I'm going to run for president. Can you imagine if he just had a fair and honest press? He'd be an overwhelming president.
His approval ratings would be in the high 60s.
Yeah, I mean, he keeps getting better and better, and the numbers keep getting better and better grudgingly. People don't want to give up that, yes, I don't particularly like him, but he's doing a good job. He's doing a great job. If he had just fair press coverage, he'd be through the roof. I think he's doing an astronomical job.
And look what he makes his opponents do. Would you ever imagine someone else getting Elizabeth Warren to actually take a DNA test? I mean, he is effective on all counts as president and as a campaigner. I mean, he's got Elizabeth Warren thinking she has to go get a DNA test to prove 18 generations ago there might have been half a Native American in her family just because the way he was going against her. That's hilarious.
And the reason she did it is she knows that if she does run for president, she's going to have to get rid of that, or he will hammer her with it. And meanwhile, the Cherokee Nation has come out saying that she's misusing the DNA test. Now, I don't know exactly what that meant, but that was a headline I just saw, that the Cherokee Nation of Indians were not happy with the way she did it.
I think she sunk at this point.
Oh, yeah.
She is. I think... Here's a takeaway. I think she's worse than Hillary. I really do. I think she is worse than Hillary because she's further left than Hillary, and she may not be as crooked as Hillary, but she's nastier than Hillary.
The left, I mean, you have to look at, if you're someone who votes Democrat and or you have left leanings, whatever, you have to look at your side and say, what am I doing?
What's going on?
You got Elizabeth Warren, Hillary, Maxine Waters, Nancy Pelosi. It's the crazy train.
It really is. Crazy train to Georgia. I think Gladys Knight had that, didn't she? Crazy train to Georgia.
More of Ozzy Osbourne crazy train.
I know. Well, thank you. Okay. I'll go with...
She's leaving. He's leaving.
On a midnight train. Oh, by the way, I learned one thing. I learned that Memphis, which is one of the cities we were in on the trip, more songs have the word Memphis in them, as far as destinations, than any other song. I mean, think about it. You had Lonnie Mack in Memphis. You had Chuck Berry singing in Memphis, Tennessee, bah, 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 bah. And they announced that. One of the tour guides said that. And it's true. If you think back, probably could Google something that says the songs with Memphis, the word Memphis in there. And Memphis turned out to be a really nice town.
Cool.
Very nice town. And everybody on the trip had a great time, and maybe sometime this week, and I say maybe because there's always little bits and pieces you got to put together before you announce it, we'll announce the new trip. Because so far we've sold out 8 trips. Boom, boom, boom. Just like that. This one could be the fastest sellout of them all. And we've had some fast sellouts. On News Radio 930 WBEN.
Yes. McMurray continues to run ads, I think he may get back some of those Democrats. They may be going for Collins just because they don't know McMurray, although there are a lot of conservative Democrats who, again, support President Trump and will vote for Collins for that reason.
No, I think that Lindsey Graham, when he had his Billy Jack moment, awakened the Republican Party. I think they were snoozing. They were sleepwalking. And I think every once in a while you need somebody. And unexpected to me, I would have picked others that I thought would do something like that before him. For some reason, I never thought of him like that. But when he stood up and just laid it out, I think it awakened others who said, hey, he laid out the blueprint, now let's follow it and
hopefully
go for it.
Hopefully a lot of other ones are sick and tired of the garbage that's going on that the left is pulling.
Yeah, and you know what's tough is when you see how dirty the other side is and you're playing by Marcus of Queensbury, as I said, you don't want to become dirty, but you got to become tough. There's a difference between dirty and tough, a big difference. Let's go to Gary, who is funny and tough in Williamsville. Hi, Gary.
Good morning. I was talking to a friend the other day.
I didn't know you had a friend, Gary, but that's nice.
And they asked me why the Democrats are the way they are and why the Republicans are the way they are. And I told them that the people that we send to office are a reflection of the people who vote for them. Nancy Pelosi is there because many people vote for her and like what she does. Same with Chuck Schumer, same with Chris Collins, same with Newt Gingrich when he was in. They're a reflection of the people who live in their district.
Sure. You want to vote for somebody you think that would represent you and your thoughts.
The reason why people are having such a difficult time with Chris Collins is because he does not reflect my values anymore. We select these people from society to go and represent us in government, and I wish we, the people who are pulling the lever, had a little bit higher standards.
Yeah, that would be nice if they dragged us all up to a higher standard. I won't wait for that to happen, because every time we look at election results, we go, huh? He won or she won? I can't believe it. Especially on the Democratic side, some of the names you mentioned, they've been in office forever.
Yeah, and the people keep putting them back in because that's the way they want them to act, and that's the way they feel about the rest of us.
You get what you pay for. We pick them out, and they're going to perform like they think we want them to perform. But some of them are just, they're not just contrarians, they're just dumb. They say dumb things. And easily checked mistakes. I just don't get why they keep getting elected.
Well, look at it from this perspective. There was one person recently during the Obama administration that, even though what he said was totally reprehensible and it offended every American out there, there's a lot of truth to what he said. It was Jonathan Gruber, who was the guy who came up with Obamacare. And he said they were basing Obamacare on the stupidity of the American people. And a lot of people are stupid, and they're voting, and they're not looking at the issues. They're looking at a letter. And there's some of the older voters are looking at that Democrat letter, and they're thinking about John Kennedy. John Kennedy is dead. His party is dead. They are the party of Karl Marx now. And they still look at that D and they think of the Camelot and all of the mystic around John Kennedy. That's got to end.
Well, what you said is right on the target, that a lot of people are stupid. Now, nobody's going to run on that. And you're not going to see that on a bumper sticker or a lawn sign. But you're absolutely right. And besides stupid, I would say naive. Not just plain stupid, that's a different cat, but also naive and will believe anything they're told. So you wonder how they get elected? Look at the electorate, and that's exactly what your story is today. And I agree with you, Gary. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, JFK's party is not today's Democratic Party. And if you want to wonder on how we elect our people, remember who the who started the Republican Party, and that would be Abraham Lincoln. Okay? You think he might have had a little tough situation while he was in office? Do you think he was tough? And keep in mind, his first goal, the thing that he wanted to accomplish the most, was keeping the Union together. And then, of course, when a second issue is abolishing slavery, that tells you that the first issue is pretty overwhelming. But he managed to do it, paid for it with his own blood. A sad moment in American history. But there, you have people who are tough and willing to fight for what they believe in. And Lindsey Graham, as I said, had that moment. And that did it. Without that, I don't know if Kavanaugh would have gotten elected. Do you think without Lindsey Graham standing up that Kavanaugh would have gotten in?
Yeah, I think he would have.
I think he would have anyway.
Yeah.
Think people would have come to their senses?
Because
finally?
There was nothing there. Ford had nothing. She didn't prove a single thing.
And we keep hearing how laudable she was. Well, until things are proven, they're just rhetoric.
Now she's gone away with her million-dollar GoFundMe page, and we'll never hear from her again.
Yeah. I mean, you think about that. I'd be willing to say that a lot of people would be willing to go through what she went through. Not the alleged attack, but I'm talking about testifying and whatever, and being a yo-yo back and forth between the parties for $1 million. I think a lot of people would take that seat.
Yeah, I think Kavanaugh, after the hearings, would have been confirmed because really there was no substance there. I think Lindsey Graham's back and forth with the Democrats, though, will pay off in the midterms. Now, I know we won't be able to prove that's exactly what it was, but I think that's definitely helping Republicans in November.
Well, every once in a while, you need that shot of adrenaline. And that's what it was. It was startling. It was earth-shaking. And it was a good thing to do for the party.
There's a lot of Democrats that are upset over what happened with that Kavanaugh hearing. They recognized it for
went
what it was, and they're done.
They went too far. People don't like bullies. We teach our kids to not be bullies. We teach our kids to turn in bullies. And we got a major party that turned into a bully during that and lost. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN. Back with Beach and Company, I'm Sandy Beach. I like that ramp music. It sounds good, man. It really does. And it's fun to watch them play it, too. It's Tuba Skinny from New Orleans. They played 2 days before I got to New Orleans. They're a street band out of New Orleans, but they play all over the world, and they play at music festivals, and they're all over your internet. Just dial them up, and you'll find out they got a lot to offer. I wish I'd been able to see him when I was in New Orleans. Sorry to hear this morning the passing of Paul Allen. Paul Allen, the co-founder of Microsoft with Bill Gates. And he owns Seattle Seahawks, also an NBA team. More money than you could ever spend in 50 lifetimes. And it shows it doesn't really matter. When it's your time, it's your time. He was 64 or something like that. I would have assumed that he was older simply because it seems like Microsoft's been around for a while. And so that's passing of Paul Allen. And also the passing while I was in while I was on vacation with the listeners of Bernice Golden, well-known psychic, internationally known psychic, a friend of mine for years and years and years. I used her at every radio station that I worked at in Buffalo. And if I'm not mistaken, I may have even used her when I was programming in San Francisco for a specific reason. I'm trying to put that together. But she was a fascinating woman and had a fascinating history. And I'm sorry to see her passing. It was always exciting when I would announce that Bernice Golden was going to be on. Because if I announced that, for instance, that she was going to be on tomorrow, the phones would be lit up, wall-to-wall phones, from an hour before the show started. That's just the way it was. And if we would go out on remote and she was going to be an in-person guest with me, people would begin lining up at our broadcast location well in advance of it. And lots of people coming up saying, yeah, Bernice, you gave me a reading 10 years ago, and this came true, and that came true, and this happened, and you predicted that. So sorry to lose our friend, Bernice Golden. Let me see. We're asking about whether we're getting enough bang for our buck. You know, it's enough to want to save the seat, and I think there's as much interest in saving the seat as there is in keeping that man in that seat. You can tell by the numbers we have here. Of course, this is one survey, and surveys can be slanted. We all know that, depending on who you're talking to and what questions you're asking. But according to the Siena College Spectrum poll, it's only a three-point lead for Collins, and seeing that it's plus or minus 4 points, it's a dead heat. It's a dead heat. Who would believe that? With such a giant lead, that it would evaporate like that. Now, we don't know how the election itself is going to go, but what this says is it's 46 to 43, and the favorability ratings. Collins is 37% favorable, 49% unfavorable. He's on the wrong side of that number. McMurray is 32% favorable and 21% unfavorable. He's kind of, I think, isolated. When he said, after the indictment was served, then he said, I'm going to suspend my campaign. And most people think suspending would be, okay, I've suspended it, it's over, I'm done. But no. He apparently had a moment of clarity and said, no, I'm going to not suspend my campaign. So one would assume you'd be out there doing things that you do in a campaign, not just things that they can't shout at you from earshot. However, it seems like he's not really that interested in fighting for this seat. He's willing to take it if you give it to him. He's been a little... Now, when he was on with Caputo, it's funny because I read a couple of things about when he was on with Caputo. Did he fade? Now, you guys were both working that show, right?
Right.
Did he say distinctly that he would finish the term if he got elected?
I don't recall him saying that.
You don't recall
at all.
That, do you?
He said, I believe it was, and this is what I believe I heard, I remember hearing, he said he has every intention of serving his full term.
Playing with words.
I have every intention of winning the Handsomest Man in Western New York Award, too. But it's not going to happen. All right? I love it when they do that. Because the easy answer is, well, when I said that, it was my intention. However, this has happened, and this has happened, and this has happened, and this hasn't happened. So I'm not going to do it. Yeah.
I'm wondering, you know, concerning the poll numbers, how accurate they
are. What, is Patton moving in here with the tanks?
Can you hear that?
Yeah, can I hear it? Yeah,
even I can hear it.
The Battle of Bastogne, yes.
You know, you've mentioned this time and time again with polls, that they want to tell the poll, people tell the pollster what they think the pollster
wants to hear. Sure.
How many are going to, or their intention is to vote for Chris Collins, but they don't want to tell anybody?
That might be. Yeah, that can be. In the early days of rock and roll, when they were taking surveys of radio stations playing rock and roll stations had even bigger numbers that would appear in a book simply because a lot of people wouldn't want to say that they were associated with the station that their kids listened to, basically. And so that was always the case. They were always underserved because people don't want to say they're doing something or they believe in something, even if they do. They want to keep it to themselves. And so that could well be there. Collins is not a charmer, as far as I can see. What are they doing out there?
They're cutting the lawn.
That's it?
Yeah.
What kind of lawnmower are they using?
It's one of the riding ones.
It's that final cut of the season, Sandy. You know, they really have to get it.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to mulch the leaves is what they want to do.
I saw a sign in front of a Moyles office. It was the final cut of the season. And you're getting it. He had a discount. Buy one, get one free. But they're
really,
saying, which one's free? You have to bring somebody with you. But it's the kind of thing that you want the seat for sure. You know what would have been interesting? Just for fun and giggles, if on the survey they said, what's more important to you, saving the man or saving the seat? I would bet almost anything that saving the seat would outweigh saving the man.
I'd agree with that.
Yeah. The seat is more important than the man in this case. The man, I don't know, I just get the impression he's very arrogant. And he knows he's got a trump card to play named Trump, and he's willing to use that.
Well, like Michael Caputo said when he was filling in, he says, you know, you let the Democrats win, and it's impeach Trump time, and that's what we don't want. We don't want to go through that.
No, because there's no grounds to it. First of all, there's no grounds. And, you know, it might hold a little bit more water. It might have a little bit more credibility if they hadn't been preaching this before he became president. So how do you impeach a guy?
Impeach Kavanaugh.
Yeah. How are you going to impeach a guy from the presidency who wasn't the president at the time? That's what they were talking about. So you lose all your credibility. This is just about getting him out of office, not actually finding a president that was guilty of impeachable offenses. It's just getting this man out, because this man is a pain to you. This man, you don't know the playbook here. He doesn't do the same things other presidents have done. He's successful. He's getting things done. He's charismatic. He's having rallies on behalf of other candidates that have standing room only. He still has the same appeal he's had before, and probably more. Think about it like this. Probably more. Because there was a certain group that they were willing to try and impeach him before he took the oath of office, because they just hated the thought that Hillary lost and he won. They couldn't deal with that. But having said that, the bottom line is now in office, he's accomplished things. He's gotten things done. And boy, they hate that. We'll take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Probably you'll see more and more outside groups coming in spending money. It'll be good for the local media. Obviously, you and I would like to see both candidates run a lot of radio, but I think you will see them running radio as well as TV, and you'll see a lot of it. It'll be wall-to-wall. People will be sick of it by the time it's over.
And so we're asking, are we getting our bang for the buck? Chris Collins is asking for your vote. Is he giving enough in return? My concern is, yes, I do want to save the seat more than I want to save the man. But in order to save the man, to save the seat, we got to save the man, too. And the bottom line is he doesn't seem to have any sense of urgency. I didn't complain. I didn't criticize when he wasn't going to the town hall meetings, because there's no point in doing it. You just get beat up. You're a pinata. They whack you until candy falls out of your pockets. So that was smart, I think. But then when he suspended his campaign and brought it back, I expected that he would come back to campaign. But there's not much going on with that, so I think he expects to just slide home. And now we get this Siena College Spectrum poll, which says not so fast there, because you only now have a 3-point lead. And it's a 4-point plus or minus margin for error. So that means it is a dead heat. Who would believe that this would ever be a dead heat? And I hope we don't lose this seat, because if we do, it could be critical in Washington. So it's important we keep the seat. The favorability ratings, Collins 37% favorable, 49% unfavorable. McMurray 32% favorable, 21% unfavorable. Now, not as many people know him, certainly, as know Collins. And now we're going to see the boatloads of money coming in from various parts of the country, various contributions from groups and situations to ramp up the campaigning. But I don't know. I want him to win. I want to save the seat. And in order to do that, he has to win. But the bottom line is, I don't know if he's done enough to earn my vote. I may, you know, if I'm speaking rhetorically, and you should feel the same way. Has he given you enough, besides his friendship with the president, to put him back in there? What do you think, Tony?
In favor of tax cuts. That's pretty good.
Yeah? Oh, tax cuts are good. I mean, for us, we love tax cuts.
Yeah, you know, I don't like that he backed out, is suspended his campaign, put everyone through a three-week circus.
Yeah, that's right.
Just to come back and say, yeah, I'm going to put myself back in the campaign. But he's not campaigning. He's being very selective on interviews. He's doing no campaign stops. He won't even come onto this station unless it's with Michael. And I love Michael, but let's be honest, that's not a real news interview. I'd like to see more out of my congressman, and I'm not sure when he does get to Washington if he is going to have that relationship with the president. I know what he won't have, and that's a post on any major committees.
That's true. He was stripped of those. So that's a good point. So even if he wants to, he may not be as productive as possible. Plus, when you're going – now, the trial's not going to start till, what, 20, all right, and this is 18. But the bottom line is, would you not be, unless you're Superman – wouldn't that be ringing around the back of your head that that's hanging over you as far as your job is concerned? You're not just worried about your job. You're worried about maybe going to jail. Wouldn't that dictate that you're not going to be as good as you could be?
And 2020 is when the trial starts. But he's going to be approached with possible plea deals, right?
Sure.
There's going to be things going on with his son's case as well. So his head's not going to be 100% in Washington or this district. Like you said, that's going to be looming over him. And again, it's what is the district going to get out of it? And right now, it looks like out of him winning, maybe only Chris Collins is going to get that leverage when it comes to his 2020 court case.
Yeah, and as you were mentioning, it's the kind of thing, I think you have to be honest with yourself. This is my vote. This is the best thing I have, the most important thing I have, and it should be done with conviction that this is the right guy. Are we sure this is the right guy? I don't know. Are we as sure as we were before there was the indictment? I don't know. I don't know the answers to those questions because we haven't gotten the information yet. So, and obviously, if he was told by the lawyers, well, you can't say anything, well, then how you can't say anything translates into a campaign, I don't know. I really don't know. So the only thing you can do is attack the other side. You can't really say much about yourself and your side that might give something away at a trial. So if you're going to dummy up, if you have to dummy up because that's what your lawyer told you to do, then I don't think that's the best way to run a political campaign. And I don't think I have to be a genius to figure that one out.
Sounds like Andrew Cuomo's campaign, though.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? He comes to town. Does he come here? No. The last time I saw Andrew Cuomo, he's on a milk carton. He is absolutely missing in action. When he comes here, it's usually here. Here's $1.50. Or I'm going to go where there's a halo effect to around children and people who are ill.
Where can I drop off a check?
Exactly. All right. That about wraps it up. Thanks to all of you. We'll see you tomorrow. Meanwhile, how would you like to win $1,000 in cash? You might. If you text the word juice, as in OJ. As in juice, J-U, or in Newton, Juice Newton, J-U-I-C-E, text that word to 72881 and you might win $1,000.
Elvis has left the building.
I wish we never had to leave the beach.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.